Welcome back to another edition of the Soccer Specialist Podcast. So, if you've been listening for a while, if you've been in the Facebook group or you get my emails, you know that I've talked about focusing on controlling what you can control numerous times. You know, things like how you approach practice in terms of your effort and your focus and things like that. And I've also talked numerous times about how you're always going to face obstacles and challenges. Your youth career, while when we look back, it goes fast. It hopefully does last, you know, a long time, maybe, you know, 9, 10, 11 years. Maybe you go play in college. So you're going to face obstacles. You're going to face challenges, whether it's an injury that keeps you out for a while or a losing streak, your first team big losing streak or what have you. But I found one of the most difficult to overcome, one that can really be a problem because it can really get into your head. It's long term, so it can be ongoing. And if you don't have the right approach to it, it can really be a problem for your development as well as your happiness and your love of the game. It can deal a big blow to your confidence. And of course, I'm talking about mainly the tryout process. I know it's, we're in July now, but it hasn't been that long since a lot of you, every year we go through tryouts. I don't know where it is everywhere else, but in general, they're in the spring. Sometimes I know some places have them like in March. We're usually in April. Usually, I mean, it used to be later, but you know, everything's gotten so competitive and you can't start tryouts until X date. So it's, you know, you see clubs keep creeping them back, but it's usually around early April when they start, probably not till May, mid-May, late May, where teams kind of finalize and get offers out and all that. But it's definitely a stressful process for everyone. And for a lot of players, you know, players who are really committed and dedicated to playing and they have goals and maybe they're on, especially players in a certain club that have multiple teams in an age group because they're big enough to do that and you're not on that top team. Or maybe there's three teams and you're on the third team or the C team and you want to move up. You know, maybe you're on the B team and you want to play on the top team. And you go through the tryout process and it comes to a close and you didn't make the team that you want to make. And of course, you're really, really upset about that, right? And I get that, everyone. You know, when you set a goal and you work hard and you don't get it, it's definitely upsetting. And then, of course, you add that other element of, well, wait a minute. I'm looking at this roster. I know the players on that top team, and I know I'm better than that player. Well, I know I'm better than, you know, two or three of those players. Or maybe you're a little older and you're just kind of more set in the positions. You're like, I know I'm better than that player who plays my position. Absolutely. And so that disappointment of not making the team, you know, becomes much bigger because you feel that you absolutely should be on the team based on the players that are on it. And that's a really difficult thing to deal with. And it's an emotional thing to deal with. And especially if you're right, because that's the thing, I get it. Like a lot of people who are outside of it think, oh, well, that's just complaining. And sometimes it is, but sometimes it's also true, right? Of course, the end result or what you need to do is the same either way. Now, this also, it can be a big thing for the team you're on. Okay. Maybe you are a starter and you've gotten benched, or at least you're not starting, right? Your playing time's been reduced or something like that, even though you feel you're better than the players getting more time than you're getting. And especially with not making the team you think you should make, often the result of that, both for the player and the parents, is to complain and to make excuses and to let that stay with you, right? And to let that fester throughout the entire season, the entire year, which just, it's really not a good idea. Because here's the thing, here's the harsh reality of it. So what? Who cares? I'll tell you what, no one else cares. Not even your friends. I mean, they'll sympathize the first time you go through that story, but the 50th time you complained about, they don't want to hear it anymore. And it doesn't matter. Right? Because it get it goes back to what I said at the beginning. This is another thing where you have to get into controlling what you can control, and you can't control the coach and the coach's decisions. You know, you can't, just like you can't control an injury. So there's no point. Let me back up a second. As a player who's had the attitude of where having a chip on my shoulder because someone tells me I'm not good enough or I can't do this and use that to motivate you, absolutely, completely, I get it if you're that type of player. That's different, though, than giving yourself a victim mindset of, you know, I didn't make the team because of this, not because I wasn't good enough or I wasn't like so good that it was so ridiculously obvious that they had to make the right decision and pick me. And you simply don't want to get caught in that mindset. And so what are the best thing your parents can do for you besides love and support you and be there for you? Because of course you're going to be upset when it first happens. There's no reason you shouldn't be. I get that. Not saying not to be upset. But the best thing your parents can do besides giving you that love and support when something like this happens, the best thing I can do for you, the best lesson that your parents can give you, that I can give you, that you can embrace and understand and accept, and it's going to serve you well long after soccer. So you're going to be much more successful and much happier, not just in your playing days, but in life overall going forward. And that's simply this. And hopefully you've heard this from your parents already. And I know it's a crazy concept nowadays, so it might actually be new to some of you. Life isn't fair. How about that? Get over it. And I'm saying that laughing. I'm not saying that to be mean, but it is true. It's something that I heard when I was younger. I know my generation heard all the time. You're not entitled to a spot on a certain team. You're not entitled to a starting position. You're not entitled to a trophy. Now, don't hit stop. Don't throw your phone or your tablet or smash it or whatever or unsubscribe to the podcast because I'm not here to make you feel bad or lecture you. I want to lead into something that I think is important, but I wanted to make that point first that you need to understand that these things are going that you're not always going to get what you deserve. You're not always going to, you know, just like in school, you're not always going to get the grade you think you deserve based on the work you did or the studying that you did. You're going to have bad coaches. You're going to have bad teammates. You're going to have bad referees. You're going to have bad breaks, losing seasons. You're not always going to make the team you think you should be on, or play the position you think you should play, or get the playing time you think you deserve. And if you've been a listener for a while, or you've been in the Facebook group, like I said, or you get the super amazing, amazing life change. That sounded like Billy Crystal. Amazing life changing emails. You've heard me say this before. I think I actually put it on a quote, maybe even an Instagram or something. But and this goes back to the tryout thing, especially, but starting position, playing time, whatever it is, be so good they have to play you. Be so good the coach would look dumb to everybody if you're sitting on the bench or didn't even make the team. Okay? Be so good they have to play you. And the reason I say that, and the reason I made the statements before about, you know, getting over it and life isn't fair is, you are never going to be so good that they have to play you if you have that mentality of excuses. And again, I'm not saying they're not legitimate. You may very well have been good enough to make a team you didn't make, but the reality is you didn't. You weren't so overwhelmingly good that the coach who plays favorites would be forced to take you. So, and again, there's no guarantee, even if you are that good, that the coaches are gonna take you. Again, that's something that's out of your hands. That's why you can't focus on that. But I don't want you to also focus on the idea that you should be on the team, and you get in that mindset of complaining about that all the time. Because what I'm trying to get at in a really long roundabout way is simply this. You can't do anything about it. You can't change that coach's mind through your words. And so you can either rage against it, right? Blame everything and everyone else for everything that doesn't go your way. You can get frustrated. You can, And here's the problem. This is what I'm getting at. You can stop working hard. And then maybe even you get so frustrated with it all that you end up quitting the sport, right? Or you simply don't try, and so you don't get any better. And now the next season, you can't even use that excuse of the, you know, the coach is playing favorites or what have you. I should be on that team, because now you're not even good enough. Or you can be upset when it happens. And then you can make the decision of, you know what, I'm going to be so good next year, they have to take me, and you can get to work. You can put in the extra hours on the ball that many players don't. I can tell you, just listening to this, it puts you in a different class, and I don't say that because of I'm imparting some incredible knowledge to you. No, it's about you, because I'm telling you, so very few players, even one, you know, even if they knew about this podcast, would bother listening and trying to take something from it to help them get a better become a better player. So just the fact that you're tuning in already sets you apart. So you can begin to put in the work and put in the extra hours on the ball. You can get into the gym with, obviously, with Impact Soccer Performance, of course, right? But you can watch games, not just as a fan, but to learn about the game and about decisions that you've made, and you can improve your soccer IQ. And like I said before, because I get it being that type of player, you can also carry that chip on your shoulder of I should have been on that team if you can channel it into the positive action that I just mentioned, right, about getting out and getting touches on the ball and training on your own and getting into the gym and getting stronger and getting faster and getting more skilled as a player and getting smarter as a player. If you use that to do those things, that's perfectly fine. If you use that to get into this idea of, well, why even put forth the effort, because there's always going to be this that holds me back or that that holds me back, instead of it's me that holds me back. Because I really think, as simple as it sounds and as common as the saying is, I really think that's maybe the biggest secret or lesson I can give you, is that life isn't fair, and to understand that, really understand that, because it allows you to react to obstacles and challenges in a different way than most people, so that then you're able to create something positive out of it. You know, you're able to say, okay, well, that didn't work out for me. I don't think it was fair, but it happened, so I can't do anything about it now, but I can take this lesson from it. I can apply it to where I want to get to, and I can put in the work that I think I need to put in to ultimately make it happen down the line. Okay? Because I've seen plenty of players do that. Okay? A decision by a coach right now, or, you know, an injury right now, it doesn't define the rest of your career, or it doesn't define the rest of your life. So I'm going to leave it there, because I know I was a little bit all over the map. Hopefully you got the correct message out of this. If you have questions about it, go to thesoccerspecialist.com/contact to email me. You can go into the Facebook group if you're a member there, and, you know, put something in the group, send me a DM or what have you. But always remember that anything that happens to you that's an obstacle or a challenge, yeah, vent, rage, complain initially. It's okay to be upset, and then get to work, right? Get to work and change it. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you again so much for listening. I really do appreciate everyone that takes the time to listen to the podcast, because I know there's a million different choices that you have. So thank you very much, and I will talk to you later.